What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Often when a ghost animal is involved in a story, the identity of that animal is well known. Commonly, it's a former pet or at least recognizable to someone close to the individual experiencing the haunting. What's very confusing about the story you're about to hear is that the animals involved seem to have no relationship with the person witnessing their presence. Their purpose is also very much in question as to whether they're good, bad, or indifferent. Without being able to identify and examine all of the physical surroundings at the time of the experience, one must only go off the experience being recounted. Is it all paranormal? That's for you to decide. And often a question that will linger with those who've experienced these things for the rest of their lives. Dan has this story. The paranormal has been a part of my life for a very long time, from a very young age. It runs in my mom's side of the family. My sister, my mom, and I have all had dreams that come true, and we can sense when something is going on with one of us, even if we are across the country from each other. We also have an aunt a few generations back who was a clairvoyant. I have had numerous experiences, but my first was by far the most bizarre and terrifying. It happened when I was 7. Prior to that, I never had any paranormal experiences or even an idea that the paranormal could be real. I did have nightmares very frequently from a young age, but otherwise, I was a regular kid. That all changed sometime during the fall of 1997. Though the events occurred nearly 20 years ago, I still remember them vividly. One night, I woke up from a pleasant dream that I was having. My face was right at the edge of my mattress so I could see the floor at the edge of my bed from the moment I opened my eyes. There was also a nightlight right next to my bed that illuminated that whole area. Within seconds of waking up, a small white dog came out from under my bed. It moved slowly and was whimpering. I realized it was a stuffed animal that belonged to my sister that was normally in her room. I was having trouble processing what was occurring, so I wasn't really scared, just confused. I then looked up at the door to my bedroom, which was always open at night, and a golden retriever was making its way through the door over to my bed. It looked like a real dog, and though it was not transparent, it had a luminance and a glow that convinced me right away this was not a living dog. The retriever trotted over to my bed, jumped right up, and laid down at the end of it. I felt my bed move and heard the springs squeak, which made it even more startling. I shot out of my bed, out the door, and down the stairs to the main floor where my parents slept. Since I had a lot of nightmares, my parents were used to my nighttime visits and requests to sleep in their bed. I guess they thought I was getting a bit old for that, and they tried to convince me I was only dreaming. My dad walked me back upstairs, checked under my bed, and found nothing. As he shut off the lights and headed back downstairs, I don't think I breathed. As soon as I heard the door to the main floor close, another dog appeared in my doorway. I was not waiting for it to come over to my bed this time. I darted straight out of bed and flipped on the light. What happens next is hard to describe. It was as if the dog was a hologram. And as soon as the light came on, the image pixelated. The shape of the dog was still there, but it turned into a bunch of brightly colored squares that started to disappear one by one. I was so shocked and confused by what I was seeing that all I could do was run for my parents again. As I entered the dark hallway, I was met halfway by, you guessed it, another dog. This one was a small dog with floppy ears and curly black fur. It was blocking my escape and started matching my movements as I went back and forth in an attempt to go around it. I noticed there was a toy near my feet. So I kicked it at the dog, which pixelated and dissipated just like the first. I ran back downstairs to my parents' room. They still didn't believe anything was going on and led me once again to my room. My dad noticed my favorite stuffed animal, a cat, was lying on the floor of my room. He gave it back to me and said it would protect me. When I was alone again, I braced myself, expecting the dogs to return. They didn't. Instead, other strange things started to happen. There were shelves mounted on the wall, and they seemingly began to fly around the room. The shelves themselves didn't move, but it was almost like the spirits of the shelves left the physical objects and started to fly around. There was an old TV, the kind with the dial to switch channels, sitting on a dresser at the foot of my bed. The screen and buttons appeared to be flashing bright colors, but again, I could tell it wasn't physically happening. It was more like there was an overlay of light in front of the screen and buttons that were flashing. This was really scary. But at that point, I was just relieved the dogs hadn't come back. I decided my best option was to turn towards the wall to try and sleep. I only woke up one time during the night. I rolled over and saw that there was a very small Doberman Pinscher and a bunch of old-fashioned toys like jacks and blocks lying next to my bed. As soon as I looked, they started to bounce noisily in slow motion towards the door and out of my room. They had the same qualities as the previous things I had seen, glowing and clearly not physically real. Again, I was just happy. That was all I saw and turned back over to go to sleep. When I woke up again, it was lights. I was confused at first because it was a school day, so my mom typically woke me up. That's when I saw it. My stepbrother would visit some weekends, so he had a bed across the room from me, next to the door. There was a green chair from one of our play tables on top of it for some reason, and under the chair was a black dog from the hallway. It was just rolling around noisily underneath the seat. I laid there for a few seconds, frozen with fear. When I realized the dog was not coming after me, I sat straight up in bed. As soon as my head left the pillow, that dog disappeared. I slowly laid back down. When my cheek made contact with the pillow, the dog reappeared. I shot back up and it disappeared again. At that point, I got all scientific and laid down on the floor next to my bed to see if it would reappear, but it didn't. I could have easily brushed that night off as a dream or hallucination. Honestly, nothing would have made me happier if it was all not real. It was as if this dog was purposely showing itself in the light of day so that I would know without a shadow of a doubt that what I experienced was real. I went downstairs and my mom told me I would not be going to school that day as I had hardly slept. She still wouldn't listen to me and insisted that it was my imagination or some kind of dream. I tried to continue as normal but knew this temporary peace would be shattered when night fell. That evening and countless ones that followed would be spent gripped by fear and anxiety that the dogs would return. Thankfully, they never have. Even though they never came back, they did continue to haunt me in my dreams. My nightmares became entirely dog-focused, and any dream, even containing a dog, became a nightmare. I had one recurring nightmare about a black dog from the hallway for more than a decade after it happened. The dream always goes like this. I wake up in my bedroom or a familiar setting. It could be any bedroom I had up until that point. As soon as I wake up, I know the black dog is there. I can't exactly see it, but I know where it is and that it's coming. I hear a soft panting followed by a shrill scream, and then I wake up. Sometimes it's just that bit. Other times I would have a whole dream with that as the ending. The dreams decreased in occurrence as I grew older, and they finally stopped sometime after I turned 18. The summer following the incident, my parents announced that we were moving. It was in the same town, but in a more rural area. I continued to have paranormal experiences, including seeing ghosts, but never anything like what I saw that night. As a young adult, I discovered I am sensitive to energy and am an empath. It's rather mild and nearly shuts off when I'm in work mode or stressed with this new perspective. I spent a lot of time thinking about that night and its significance. There must be some reason the dogs appeared to me out of nowhere, never to be seen again. It could have been energy left behind in the house. It was over 100 years old, but it doesn't make sense that it was the only thing anyone ever experienced in the years that we lived there. I can't help but think the dogs were some sort of spirit animal that for whatever reason decided to visit me that night. Naturally, I was terrified, but the dogs never really did anything threatening. I wonder now if they were just trying to get my attention. I wonder what would have happened if I had responded with curiosity instead of fear. What course would my life have taken? Would I have full-blown psychic abilities instead of sensitivity? I think I created some sort of block on my abilities that night because I just couldn't cope with it. It scared me very deeply. And to have everyone tell me it wasn't real just made it worse. Since these realizations, I've tried to heal from the experience, to remove any blocks. I even went as far as to write an open letter to the spirit saying how I was not ready at the time, but now understood they meant me no harm. I asked them to remove the block and return if that was necessary, but nothing seemed to change. The dog still didn't return. Truly, I'm grateful. I'd like to think I'm ready to face them, but the thought still terrifies me to this day. I don't think much about it anymore, but writing this now, I think I'll have dogs on the brain while trying to sleep tonight. Of all the ghost stories I've heard through the years, nothing is even akin to this. I recently started listening to your show and love what you guys are doing. With all of my experiences, sharing ghost stories is very therapeutic. I'm glad to see things have changed and that people are more open to the idea of the paranormal. If my parents had been more open, I imagine things would be very different for me today.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. GhostPodcast.com or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.